Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Is January Jones. She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware. Because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'd like to welcome you to our podcast. As you can see, I'm in my Glitter Granny mode, which is the new brand that I'll be launching towards the end of this month. I'm going to be going into affiliate marketing at Amazon, and I'll be selling books and products, and we'll have more information about this the sooner it gets ready to launch. But for my listeners today, let me ask you a question. What do you know about speaking on cruise ships, for a starter? You know, it's how many of us on the show today started out our careers. And tell me, have you ever heard about the brand Real Fast brand? You're going to hear about it today. It's an amazing brand. Now, would you like to meet someone who can tell us about his experiences as an author, speaker, consultant, creator of an incredible brand? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be a successful author, publisher, and also he's a podcast host too. If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions that I've asked you, then you are in the right place. And I'd like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Senior Success. Now it's time. Go relax. Go get some wine, get some cheese and crackers, and join us in the No Wine Zone. And I'd like to tell you about my guest today. He is a USA Today and Wall Street Journal bestselling author. He's a speaker, he's a consultant, a coach, and a lawyer, graduated from Texas Tech University. And he's also a nurse from the University of Texas at El Paso. And he's the host of the Real Fast Results podcast that he's hosting now. He is the creator of the Real Fast training programs designed to help authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, trainers, internet marketers, entrepreneurs, and everyone who wants to get in on the Real Fast market. His first product was Speak on Cruise Ships, a book designed to help speakers on luxury cruise ship liners. And his first product is The Way I Met Him, because I bought his product and I followed the rules. I did everything he suggested, and lo and behold, I became a cruise ship speaker too. So it's my pleasure to welcome and share with you today, Daniel Hall. Hi, Daniel.
Why, hello, January. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am so happy to have you with us on the podcast. And as I said before we went on the air, I'm so happy to finally get to really see you, because everything we did before, we did on radio.
Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. And now we've made the jump into being podcasters. And it's just amazing. Now everyone is a podcaster. Don't you find that to be true?
To a lesser or greater degree, yes.
Yeah. When you wrote your first book, it was an inspiring book, and it got me, actually, it got me started on a lot of things. And we did Real Fast Talk Radio together, and that was a fun project. How many books now, how many Real Fast projects have you done? Do you have any idea?
Not really. I've sort of lost count. The beautiful thing is that I went from being a subject matter expert when I sort of ran out of expertise and started publishing other people's expertise and subject matter. And so I kind of lost count, to answer your question, on all the products over the years that that we ended up publishing.
Yeah. Do you, just out of curiosity, are you still doing cruise ships?
No, I am not. We stopped doing that to a lesser or greater degree because there was a change in how cruise ship speakers were booked. And just because I know that you came in through that way, and that's how we ended up meeting. In the old days, it used to be that they would book speakers on any itinerary that had three or more sea days, which most typical 7-day cruises, they had at least three sea days. So most week-long cruises, they would book one or two speakers. Then it's been a while now, maybe over 10 years now that I think about it. They changed that from booking speakers on four sea days, which are much fewer in number. In other words, they still do book speakers, but there's just much fewer opportunities. And as is very typical with me, I get bored after a little while doing things anyway. So it was okay for me because I had been doing it for probably 10 years or longer at that point, that, you know, it was time for me to move on. But that's how I started and helped literally hundreds of people, just like you, to really trade their ability to speak in exchange for a free cruise for themselves and for a traveling companion. And it was great. It was a wonderful thing because, you know, I was the most popular person in my family, right? Right. Because, you know, took my mother, my aunt, my grandfather, my father, my sons, my wife, you know, all these people. And it was a great thing because we saw the world that way, you know, and it was a great deal. Anyway, that's what happened.
What happened with me, my story is interesting that I thought I was signing up to speak about my books. And basically I was expecting to go on ships and talk about my Kennedy books, which, you know, everyone seemed to be interested in. And then when they came time to book me, they told me that what they actually wanted me to do was to become a destination speaker.
That's what they needed at that point.
At that point, and so we went to Alaska, and I did three presentations on that show, and the one I loved doing best was the Women of the Gold Rush.
Oh yeah,
all about all the women who were actually the ones making all the money during the Gold Rush because they were the ones doing the laundry, selling the food and cooking, and the miners were out there digging, but these women were the one pulling in the cash. And so that was a fun thing. I had to do a lot of research, obviously, to get ready for it. So now during the pandemic, I kind of went on a hiatus. I thought I was going off the air for a few months, and it ended up being about 3 years that I took a hiatus. What did you do, Daniel, during this pandemic? How did it affect your business?
That's a very interesting question, because when I first off, I was very fortunate in those years, because what happened was I basically continued to do everything that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of mine called me and said, this would have been late 2020, mm-hmm. somewhere there. So right at the height of yeah. COVID, and we're all scared and we're all like, are we going to take our last breath? Blah, 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 blah. And she called me, she says, hey, look, I have a mutual friend of ours, hers and mine. And he has really figured out how to invest in cryptocurrencies. Do you you want to learn with me? He's going to teach me how to invest. Mm-hmm. And I knew this person and had done business with him for many years actually before that. So when these two people that by the way, this person who called me, I had published her course. That's how she, there
yeah.
you go. So
yeah.
she came back to me and, so again, kind of full circle on these things. At any rate.
Yeah.
So she contacts me and asks this question, and I say, hey, what else am I doing? Might as well, learn this. So we started to get together, the three of us, and he started to teach us what he was doing with the crypto stuff. And lo and behold, I started to make money, and then a lot of money. And then she was like, hey, we should really put this, we should bake this into a course. And at first, this person, by the way, his name is Dan Hollings. Dan says, no, I'm not, I don't, I, you know, I'm doing this until I retire. I've got plenty of money. I don't want to do, a course, blah, blah. He was very resistant to this idea.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, is that we got together with some other friends who basically we all sort of kept pushing him to do this. And
you can be very persuasive.
Well, yes, because it was really, truly a remarkable program that it would have been ashamed if it weren't shared.
Yeah. Daniel, we're going to take a little break.
Sure.
But I want you to continue with this story after we share Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th commandment.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone with my guest, who is definitely not a whiner because he is a winner. Also, I want to mention that all of my books, and I'm sure most of all of Daniel's, are in audible.com, when you can buy them there at Amazon too. Daniel, before we go on with the podcast, could you share contact information? So if anyone who is watching this wants to follow up on you.
Sure. The best way to follow me is on YouTube, because as you well know, January, I'm really pretty unresponsive at other places, because I'm not looking there. But I am looking. I'm on YouTube, and my channel is just Daniel Hall. You could just go to YouTube.
Okay, got it.
Hall, and you will find my channel there.
Okay, Juan, I'll put that down at the bottom of the screen. I've also got January Jones Influencer YouTube channel, and I'm loving being on YouTube. It's really fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Track back to this. I want to hear this crypto story, because I've heard so many bad stories about that. So I have a feeling we'll enjoy hearing a good story.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has its ups and downs for sure, even at that. But what happened was is that we prevailed on Dan to launch a course, and I won't bore you with all the details, but it became the number one cryptocurrency education course in the world.
Wow.
We have 16,000 students in 150 plus countries. We launched it, and it was the biggest launch in internet marketing history. We did like $57 million or more in sales. I basically have been doing since 2020. So the last 4 years I've been working as a founding partner of that company, which is one of the reasons why I'm so busy doing what I'm doing here that I haven't been really working much in my own personal business. Once in a while, I'll do a YouTube video or a podcast or what have you. But most of my time since 2021 has been taken with that project. Now, and we just launched, and I'm talking about like 3 days ago. We just launched a brand new AI training program called AI Profit Pathways, which is, I mean, next level. One of the things that it does is essentially it gently takes you by the hand and walks you through exactly what you need to do to use artificial intelligence to earn money. So we started with three different pathways, three different ways, in other words, to do that. And we're adding more. But that just launched, just a couple of days ago. And that also did phenomenally well.
Okay. Now, is this under the Real Fast brand?
It is not.
No, it's not.
It is not. It is called The Plan.
The Plan.
The Plan, just The Plan. And as a matter of fact, so here's the other really cool thing about it. I've learned so much with this. Dan Hollings, he was actually the marketing strategist behind the movie and the book, The Secret. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
He was the one that figured out how to make that a viral hit. The gentleman that does all of our content, directs all of our content, was actually the director of the movie, The Secret. So our standards, our quality, basically across the board is second to none. That's not hyperbole. I compared to my stuff, my stuff is just nothing compared to what I've learned and what they actually do. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, and just a lot of attention to detail to really make sure that we are delivering really step-by-step, easy to digest, easy to consume material that people can duplicate, actually take and do something with.
Yeah.
So very proud of what we're doing there. It's in many ways one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
Wow, that's so exciting. You know, this AI is just the latest, newest thing. And I, as a matter of fact, this morning I just signed up for an AI course that I'm going to be taking, which I'm going to be using to help me with my affiliate marketing with Amazon and all that. And it's just revolutionary. And especially when you're just, I'm going to be working on photos and pictures and stuff to use for the websites and for YouTube and Facebook. And just, it's very exciting. And this field is just exploding, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's something that I think that folks really need to embrace and not be scared of, because it's coming anyway, right? The genie is out of the bottle, right? The Pandora is out of the box, right? You're not going to put it back. So you might as well embrace it because resistance really is futile. It's like it will not get you anywhere. It's like the old ice makers. You know the folks that used to cut ice and make ice in the days before we had refrigerators and so forth. Well, it's a bit like folks that resisted the refrigerator. They were just.
Well, the reality is, no matter what age you are, if you don't wake up and embrace this, you're going to just get left behind. And
exactly. It's
reality. It's what's happening. And it's an exciting thing. And I'm glad that we can talk about it on the show and share it with our listeners. Right now, I'm going to share the fact that a lot of people are wondering who killed Kennedy after 60 years. Can you believe it?
Let me ask you a question. Are you still wondering who killed Kennedy? Over 50 years later, the assassination is still a mystery. It is unfinished business for our country. Now, get ready for a theory that you've never heard before, but will make more sense than any other conspiracy theory that you've ever heard in the past. January Jones speaks the unspeakable in her book, Jackie, Ari, and Jack. The Tragic Love Triangle, connecting Jackie and Aristotle Onassis romantically prior to JFK's assassination. Did you know that Ari was Jackie's guest in the White House during the JFK funeral? He was the only non-family member who was invited by Jackie to stay there during the funeral. Aristotle Onassis was one of the wealthiest men in the world, with the means, the motive, and the money to order an assassination that was the perfect crime of the last century. Ari needed class, and Jackie needed cash. They were perfect for each other. Now, what is Camelot? It is but another tragic love triangle. Jackie, Ari, and Jack is available at JanuaryJones.com, Amazon.com, and Audiobooks.com, read by Ms. Jones.
Welcome back with our guest, Daniel Hall, dear old friend, and so nice to have you back with us. You know, Daniel, I'm going to ask you, since I'm going into, as I mentioned earlier, affiliate marketing,
yes.
Do you have any advice, words of wisdom, or what are your thoughts about the affiliate marketing field these days?
In fact, that's one of our profit pathways. That's how much I think of it. When going back to our AI course, it is one of the best ways to do a couple things. Number one, build a community of people who love you, and do so in a way that serves them, and yet you don't have to actually do a lot of customer service yourself.
Okay.
So it's a wide open field. It's a field where if you have a community of just a couple hundred people who are buyers, I mean, you could literally become a millionaire with 1,000 people on your list. I've seen that happen. But again, it's the right offer, and you've got to be solving that level of problem, because that's what you are as an affiliate marketer. It's not just about selling another widget or selling another this or that. You have to climb into the shoes or climb into the skin of the demographic that you are trying to serve and actually solve their problems. Okay. Maybe it's not your own product. Maybe it's not your own service. It's an affiliate product or service, but you've got to vet that product. You've got to vet that service and know in your heart of hearts that it will help at least a segment of the market. And when you know that, and when this community that you sort of build up over time knows that the next time you come up with another recommendation, they buy it over and over and over and over and over again. The big problem that I find with affiliate marketers is they'll do all this work to send traffic to an affiliate site without trying to build a email list or community themselves. You're very smart by like doing this show, for example, January. People follow you. You're such a lovely human being that they tune into you and listen to you because they know, they sense, they see that you've got their best interest at heart. Truly, you know, yes, you like to make money. I love to make money. I make no compunctions or apologies for that. But at the core, if your heart is one of service, and I know yours is, for example, you will attract a lot of people and those people will respond to you when you make an offer to them. That really is affiliate marketing. If you get down to the really successful affiliate marketers, that's what they're doing.
Okay. Well, I think I'm stumbling onto the right path. What attracted me was the something that we could promote with seniors, something that they could do that would be fun, and also the passive income. That was a very good plus because no one wants to have inventory and deal with all of that. And so I'm coming out as my brand is Glitter Granny Gifts to give or to get. And my market is going to be a lot of other grannies.
Why not?
And, you know, when you look at the landscape of our economy, most of our retired grannies, guess what? They got money.
They have money.
And guess what? They like spending it mostly on their grandkids, really. That's the big market. But then they also like spending a little bit on themselves. So that's what I'm going to be marketing, Glitter Granny's gifts and products, and going to be promoting all the books, like your books, at my website, because I have so many people come on the show. I've done over 4,000 episodes and books that are amazing. And I'm creating my own bookstore and selling just books that I personally can recommend. You know, books that'll answer questions and help people navigate being a senior. You know, I told you earlier, I just turned 80. So now all of a sudden, all of my real, real senior juices are kicking in.
I love it. I love it. And I think I was saying off camera, it's like you have discovered the fountain of youth because... You are certainly well preserved, my dear. I'll tell you, you're an inspiration.
Oh well, I'm having fun, and you know, as you know, that's the secret.
That is absolutely the real secret.
If you don't enjoy it, and if you don't embrace it, and if it's not fun, forget it. Because this has got to be at this stage of life. You've got to do things that you really enjoy. You know,
absolutely. Actually, I would argue at every stage of life.
Yeah.
At every stage of life.
Okay. So then we're just going to file that one away real fast. Podcast, affiliate marketing for seniors.
probably not a bad niche, actually. Not a bad niche. Yeah, I've taught a lot on the subject of affiliate marketing. It's a wonderful field.
Good, good. Yeah, and I was also looking, I liked your one book, number 11. It says, using a podcast to build an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just amazing what happens when this podcast goes out on over 100 network channels and all that. Wow, the audience is out there, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and the other thing too that I often tell folks about that is that you may not be for everyone. Don't try to be for everyone. Don't try to be for everyone. Just call out to those people that you're that hear you, that resonate with your solutions. And podcasts are a great way to do that. That's one of the reasons why you're an inspiration to me and to so many others, January, because you're out there doing it. You know, you're taking the action and putting yourself out there and having fun. You know, that's another great thing about it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it was interesting because I did have that, I had that hiatus, and I was had other issues and health and family things. And I took a hiatus, and it was the best thing I ever did because it happened right when the pandemic came. And, oh, that was my opportunity to stop dyeing my hair. And then I find out I really have great white hair, which I never would have found out if there hadn't been a pandemic.
There you
go. Once it subsided, I just had more energy, because after you go through a period where we weren't doing anything, it was so, life was getting so boring. It's so predictable. I think it was driving everyone crazy. And I think a lot of seniors came out of that, I hopefully, just like I did, with more enthusiasm. And that's when, that was the first time I considered doing the TV podcast. Because prior to that, you know, I had just been on radio. And, you know, it was kind of a scary thing to go into the TV. But then this world of YouTube, oh my gosh, that is an amazing experience. Don't you agree?
Oh my gosh, yes. And that's another great way to build an audience. There's a huge audience there. And the way I sort of look at it is that if they're not watching January Jones, they're going to be watching somebody. So, you know, get yourself out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have over maybe 50, 60 of the podcasts that are on my January Jones influencer channel. And it's everything now is geared to these little phones.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And all the websites are all being redesigned so that they're, what do they call them? Vertical. They have to fit on a phone, and in this whole world. And it's just seniors too, because we'll go to restaurants, and you know, before you'd look at these old people staring off into space, well, now they're staring at their iPhone. And a lot of them, like me, are spending money on Amazon.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's going to be fun to promote this Amazon situation, because I've gotten to the point they come here once or twice a day. You know, my husband says it's like every day is Christmas, because he never knows what he's going to find on the front porch. But it's such a easy way to function. And I even order snack food. I order everything. I order stuff for the dog. I'm just the biggest fan of Amazon Prime. I promote it every chance I can.
Yeah, it's a great service, and I too love it. Same thing. Just before we popped on the air here today, I brought in two large boxes in a bag from that Amazon truck. You know, and it's the same thing here.
I know. We joked that one time. One of the drivers came to the door and asked my husband if I had been sick because they hadn't made any delivery for a few days.
Oh boy.
And you know, it's great when you get a get well card from Amazon. That's terrific.
Where have you been? We saw a dip in our profits.
Right now, I want to share some unforgettable people. These are priceless personalities, just like Daniel, who have all been on my shows through the years, and I've enjoyed sharing them with you.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have struggled to find solutions? People who fearlessly shared their stories? People who have not only informed you, but inspired you. People who have priceless personalities. I have been fortunate to host an internet radio talk show called January Jones Sharing Success Stories, and it has been my privilege to interview hundreds of guests. My guests have shared their stories, their struggles, their secrets, and their successes in their own words. In this book, we're talking about people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, runaway kids, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, and starting over. Then there are my guests dealing with difficult physical struggles such as blindness, cancer, and birth defects that are beyond traumatic. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They have amazed, amused, and even astonished me. I have adored getting to meet them, and I adore sharing them with you.
Attention all listeners. Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, Volume 2 is now available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. You'll be able to meet 10 amazing people who will be sharing their own personal stories with all their struggles, successes, and solutions sprinkled with lots of humor and hope. Priceless Personalities features a teenager who becomes one of the famous Supremes from Motown, a nurse who as a humorist helps people to heal, an inspiring laughter yoga instructor, a mother dealing with the loss of a child, an incredible motivational speaker, a woman who married 5 times, a gifted paranormal nurse, a wise economist, a funny female humorist, along with an older man sharing his sweet childhood in the Deep South. January's guests are all amazing and amusing. You will never forget meeting them. Go to Amazon.com for your own priceless experience.
Welcome back with one of my favorite priceless personalities. And Daniel, I was going to tell you what prompted me to invite you back on the show after all these years. You sent an interesting email that it was about someone you were working with on audiobook. And I've just had all of my books put into audio. And this is a developing new market, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's a great market. Mm-hmm. And it's a great market for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that most people, I wouldn't say, well, maybe not most, but many, many people, given the choice, will always first choose an audiobook if they're going to buy a book. And
wow.
Why is that? Pretty simple. Because you could listen on your phone anywhere while you're walking the dog, while you're cleaning the house, while you're at the gym. Whereas instead of perhaps sitting down to read. By the way, you've inspired me to show you my books, right?
Yes.
I love your book marketing prowess. So this is one of my books, also on an audiobook.
Very good. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
And the other thing that is great about audiobooks is because they are a little bit more difficult to put together, there are fewer authors and fewer publishers that will do it, leaving a gap in the market, leaving an opportunity for authors and publishers to really maximize their work product or the income that comes from their work product. And that's a great way. And it serves even more people. I mean, because the fact of the matter is that but for audiobooks, I would not read nearly as much as I do because I'm busy. But when I walk the dog or I go to the gym or whatever, I'm listening to an audiobook usually. And that's one of the reasons why as a publisher, okay, you want to have your book as an audiobook as well. Which by the way, I mean, here's another one of my books called the Best-Selling Author.
Yeah.
The same idea. By the way, if you are an author, you definitely want this book because this is like step by step. I don't know if you knew I wrote that book, but it's basically step by step for how to build a community, how to build an author platform from scratch. even if you know zero people. Yeah.
And, you know, these are, for my listeners, these are words of wisdom from the guru. And I actually, this last week, put that book on my bookshelf that's going to be featured in Glitter Granny Gifts. Because that book is the, I'd say it's kind of like a Bible for anyone who wants to start writing. And it's so much fun. You know, I wrote my first book when I was 50. And so many people say, oh, I could never do it. I could never do it. And the reality is now it is so easy to write a book. You know, when I wrote my book 30 years ago, it was like reinventing the wheel, you know, and I wasn't quite Mark Twain, so I didn't have that big of a marketing experience, but still, it was difficult. And now they have this Kindle. I know you wrote a book about writing on Kindle. It's, I mean, what I always say, if I could do it, anyone could do it.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but most people certainly can. And the beautiful thing is, because primarily of print on demand and Amazon, mm-hmm. it is much democratized. Whereas in the old days, where if you had an idea for a book, you would have to really have a great idea and get really lucky to find a publisher that would actually publish it. And yeah. even if you did get lucky enough to have the book published, you generally didn't make any money from it because most of it got paid to the publisher, not to you, the author. You'd get maybe a quarter or whatever.
Yeah.
Now you could do your own book, right? You could do your own book. Mm-hmm. Looks just like any regularly vetted legacy published book. And go toe-to-toe with the big publishing houses.
Yeah, yeah.
And being like, and do like you do. Like you have these little commercials for your books all the way through your shows. Brilliant. Just brilliant. You know, the people, I mean, authors should really, as a matter of fact, I'm going to send authors to go watch your shows and say, hey, this is what you could do. This is what you could do. Because it's passive. People take it and like, hey, And it lives forever, right? It's always out there marketing for you. It's a beautiful thing.
And then this is why I just feel like I'm so proud to have discovered how to market all of my guests. So I can market their books for them. And also I would get passive income. And I know other people have done it before, but I feel like I invented this one.
You've definitely innovated on it.
I'm taking it forward. I'm taking it forward. Okay. Before we go, I ask this question to everyone who's on my show. And also before we go, I want to make sure you give us that information also on the crypto book too, because I know my listeners will want to read that. This is the question. If you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, besides me, who would you invite to dinner?
Oh, definitely Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And I would be who I would invite to dinner and probably to stay forever and ever.
Okay. Well, a lot of my guests have actually said that, and that's wonderful commentary at times. And then a lot of my women guests, a lot of them have said they want to invite Oprah so they can find out about the Ozempic shot that she's doing and losing all the weight. So that's a biggie these days.
Apparently, yeah.
Now, just give a brief blurb for your crypto book one more time, okay?
Oh, the crypto course is called The Plan, and you could just go look for crypto The Plan. Actually, the other thing is, if you want a book, we did write a book called One Coin, Two Coin, What Coin, Bitcoin. Actually, hang on a second. Let me just give me 1 second. I got it right here.
Okay.
And what's so fun about this is it's basically Dr. Seuss teaches you cryptocurrencies. Okay. So it's like done in a sort of a very easy to read. My friend and New Yorker cartoonist. She's a cartoonist for the New Yorker magazine. She did all the illustrations in the book. Lisa Rothstein, great friend of mine. Also, another thing that I've published her. So that's a great book that that will teach you the basics of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, all of that. One coin, two coin, what coin, Bitcoin.
Oh, I love it. I love that title. I like the cover. Of course, you know, covers are the most important thing. And I'm definitely going to place that book on my bookshelf when my gift store opens up. Right now, I'm so happy we reconnected and we got to have you on the show and share you with everyone. Thank you, everyone, for entering the No Wine Zone with Daniel and I today. Please remember to share this with everyone you know. And remember, you need to whining and then start smiling. And if that doesn't work, then you can just start eating lots of chocolate. Signing off now from the new Glitter Granny. Take care and stay safe until we meet again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, January. Thank you.
It's been fun.
Bye, everyone.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
You want to go now or huh? Okay. Let's go later. Let's go this afternoon when it gets hot. That was an amazing walk your father just did. Yeah, he hasn't walked. Most we could do before is just get to the corner and come home.
So I'm sure I heard the fish. I'm bringing it in to walk.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Is she drinking? Yeah.
I already drank it. Oh.
It's easier to just step in the pool and clean her. I tried putting water in that. Oh, no, it's running. Yeah. I put water in that fountain, but I guess it doesn't come on till February. Oh.
Ready? Yeah. I don't know how to clean that glass up. That can be clean in there. That's what? You can put in the water?
Water.
Water. Oh. Turn off the water and then buy something that takes off the calcification.
What is that? Microwave on the left side down. I think so. And then select out at the bottom right.
Select down here.
I'm just having trouble getting through it. What do you want?
Let's say 130.
130?
Oh, you chose that one. That one? Well, since I don't have my glasses, I have to take a break for it.
Okay. I don't know. One. I'm in 12.
Okay.
Victims of nuns often overlooked.
What?
Victims of nuns often overlooked.
Yeah, I know.
Are they talking about sexual abuse?
Yeah. Okay, so then what do we get the calcium off with?
Glasses?
TIG is ready for pickup. You know what TIG is?
Okay.
In the pharmacy.
Is it for me or you? Probably for you.
Please.
Oh, God. That is so funny.
What's that?
They have Griffin's family has a chihuahua, and they wanted to cut his nails. So they come in from a grocery bag in the backyard and put, like, poles for his legs. So here he is hanging like a piñata. They're going to cut his nails.
And who is this?
Griffin.
Boyfriend? Oh.
Look. They're trimming the... Griffin's family is trimming the chihuahua's nails by hanging them up in the grocery bag.
Is his brother the twin? Does he have any musicals?
No. Not that, no, I don't think so. No.
Does he go to special school? Or?
All I know is he's really nice. Mm-hmm. And me having worked in special ed for high school and beyond high school,
mm-hmm.
that's a real blessing. Get anything as far as get a spectrum of behavior. Some are mean, some are sullen, some don't talk.
Yeah.
Some hit. Yeah. Doing very well.
Change by phone number. Is this the number for the tree, honey?
Yeah. And it's in. He sent it in there. Yeah.
Hot vinegar.
Hot vinegar. We have vinegar, honey?
Didn't we put some? I don't think we do have vinegar.
We need white vinegar and baking. White vinegar and baking. In an empty spray bottle. Sponge. And distilled water.
What's that, honey?
Water.
No, that's almost distilled.
Yeah. Have blood.
Yeah.
You wipe your spray bottle on and take it.
Hmm. Where's the vinegar? Is the vinegar under the sink?
It could be.
So we don't, how about baking soda?
I don't know. What do you need this for?
To clean that goddamn waterfall.
Oh, the waterfall. Vinegar might be under this sink. I don't think so.
No baking soda?
No. We'd have to go buy some.
Where's your oil and baking?
What's ready?
Where's your oil?
The oils are in there. So if there's anything there.
What do we need oil for?
No, that's a vinegar, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess.
For it's very balsamic.
Well, should I go over to?
No. Because you need to rest for lunch. You should go back.
Well, there you go.
Do it when we're out for lunch, Dad. Do you have lemon?
Have what?
There's some lemon juice in the fridge. Just juice.
Lemon juice and you said put salt on the lemon and bread. So you have salt.
Do we have a what?
Sponge.
Sponge. Well, if there is, I know what.
You need to kind of thing. I'm
trying to sound. Yeah, just unplug the timer. Just around the corner.
I'll go try right now, see what happens.
Okay.
I have this. And there's lemon in the fridge on the shelf.
Where's your salt?
Salt. Well, there's salt here.
And this is the lemon?
Yeah.
Well, let me go out and observe this.
Uh-huh. Are you going to supervise me?
I'll supervise.
I'm nervous.
You should be there. You want to sponge too, or are you just gonna watch?
I'm gonna just watch. I'm just putting my purple heart shirt on. So I had on last night.
Oh, I'll put my hearing aid in.
The green one.
we need a little tray that we can put all the paper in.
I opened the
shoulder. That's the latest.
Okay.
about that one there. Okay, take it out for a second. So, you have a funnel.
Is that the spritz all out?
Yeah, you have like a funnel measuring type thing I can put in.
Can you mic too?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And you need a funnel?
No, this is the one we have to put back.
They'll be here in about 25 minutes. So,
first, got to get dressed and finished for 25 minutes.
It goes with us to, I'm going to go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
So when next we can put back in after we do the dinner.
They're going to be here in 20 minutes.
I'll see it. I will get dressed.
I'll just put my shirt out.
Oh, yeah. We're wearing green today, aren't we? Okay. Well, it's either that green dress or my green shirt or the wedding dress.
You're always a stress ahead for it.
They're going to think I'm in special needs when I walk in with that dress. They'll be like, she's probably on the...
spectrum?
That's what they say for people who are autistic. They're on the spectrum. You know that?
It's a spectrum.
You're on TV, on spectrum.
Dishwashers.
Drive.
Maybe 3 more minutes. All right. Let me see what I can do in 20 minutes.
Here.
Ginger, come here. That's a good girl. That's a good girl.
How long is that going to have to be for?
30 minutes to 1 hour.
Okay.
We got to just spray them. Keep them wet.
And this one you want me to throw it away? Oh, okay. Yeah, that was probably helpful.
Wearing gloves. Oh, I didn't do that. Okay, remove the paper towel. You have baking soda?
Here they are. We got company. No barking. No barking. No. No barking. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a reservation for 1 o'clock.
Talking about
Well, our school is so shallow, we have 15 students.
Yeah. And the doctor said, oh, yes, absolutely. Well, yeah, water therapy will be important.
Without a crossing.
Well, have a choice. Good choice. So it's kind of sensory happen. So 14 hours. But we try to plan one thing. Sure. We try to get every faithfully take ginger every day to get some fitness, spin some new benches. Great. Get to our favorite bench and run up. Yeah. So that's one of the best.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm a dollar.
I am?
Yeah, the miniature value. He can get a little bit. Has a little box. Up in front of you, a lot of them take space. And then the early dog facing is, you know, she's like doing age, her spin, twirling the ball around.
They have a dog that's playing with each other.
So, he's still having a finish record?
No. Not having any golf clubs.
So, if you have to kick a finish record, what will be resistance?